Hey there, Digital Wars. This is Rachel Cotter, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of technology and its impact on our lives. Ever feel like you're constantly battling notifications, scrolling endlessly, and struggling to focus? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and suddenly everything else just fades away? We've all been there. That's why I created this podcast, Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. We're diving deep into the fascinating and sometimes frustrating world of digital distractions and how to reclaim your time, your attention, and ultimately your sanity. Today's episode is all about overcoming those pesky digital distractions. Trust me, this isn't about demonizing technology or becoming a hermit in a cave. It's about finding a healthy balance, understanding how our brains get wired by screens, and developing strategies that actually work. Let's get real for a second. The internet is designed to be addictive. Notifications, endless scrolling, and instant gratification are all cleverly woven into the fabric of our digital world. It's like walking through a buffet with every delicious morsel calling out your name. But just because something feels good doesn't mean it's always good for us. So, what can we do about it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the digital distraction cycle. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step is awareness. What apps or websites suck you in like a black hole? Is it social media, gaming, news feeds, or something else entirely? Once you identify your personal digital kryptonite, you can start to create boundaries and strategies to manage them. Think of it like identifying the sweet treats you just can't resist knowing is half the battle. 2. Schedule digital detox breaks. Just like you schedule time for exercise or social gatherings, block out dedicated time each day for a complete digital detox. Put your phone on silent, close all tabs, and engage in activities that nourish your mind and soul, reading, spending time with loved ones, taking a walk in nature, whatever brings you joy and helps you disconnect. 3. Curate your digital environment. Be mindful of the apps you use, the notifications you allow, and the content you consume. And follow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. And subscribe from newsletters that clutter your inbox. Create a digital space that feels supportive, inspiring, and aligned with your values. 4. Practice mindful technology use. When you do engage with technology, be present and intentional. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you seeking information, connection, or entertainment? Focus on your purpose and avoid letting yourself get sucked into the endless scroll vortex. 5. Embrace boredom. Yes, you heard that right. Boredom can actually be a powerful tool for creativity, introspection, and self-discovery. When you resist the urge to immediately reach for your phone, allow yourself time to simply be. Let your mind wander, daydream, and explore new ideas. You might be surprised by what emerges. I remember this one time, I was supposed to be writing a really important article for work, but I found myself endlessly scrolling through social media. One minute I'm looking at cute cat videos, the next I'm researching obscure historical facts completely off-topic and totally unproductive. I finally realised that my phone was hijacking my attention. So I set it on Do Not Disturb mode, put on some calming music, and focus solely on writing. Guess what? I finished the article in half the time, and it turned out to be one of my best pieces yet. That's the power of reclaiming your focus. Amazing things can happen when you give yourself permission to be present and engaged. So, remember, overcoming digital distractions isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. It's about finding a healthy balance between connecting with the world digitally and nurturing your real-life experiences. You got this. Let me know what you think of these tips in the comments below. Share your own strategies for staying focused in our digital age and remember to tag us on social media. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. It helps other people discover the show and join our journey towards digital freedom. Until next time, keep the screens in check and live your best, most vibrant life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.